Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. I hope you're ready for yet another exciting segment with our guest, Claire Zugmeier, an ecologist at the Sonoran Institute. She's here to bring us up to date about the status of the Santa Cruz River. Claire, it's great to have you here with us for good news. You have several reaches of the river flowing, so tell us about that and how it's even possible, and then share with us the important role the river has played and continues to play in this region. Share away.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you. The Santa Cruz River is such an important river in this region, and Sonoran Institute's been working along the river since our founding. We're a nonprofit, conservation nonprofit headquartered here in Tucson, and we work to connect people with the natural resources that sustain them. And this river is that. It has been sustaining the region for a long time. It's the reason so many of us can call this region home. And it's also a very important thing for wildlife. In the Southwest, these rivers and riparian areas are really rare and yet are critical for wildlife at so many points in their lifetime. And the Santa Cruz, so much has been focused on what we've lost and the fact that there's dry stretches, but we actually still have flowing stretches, and they've been flowing for a long time. What's changed is the water flowing in them is much cleaner. The three reaches that we have flowing with water are flowing because of recycled water or effluent that's been released from our urban areas. So when we shower and do dishes, etc., at home, this water makes its way to a treatment facility. It's cleaned and then released into the river. And based on fish surveys and other scientific data that we've collected with our partners, Sonoran Institute creates living river reports that have showcased the benefits of releasing effluent or recycled water into the river. And with the incredible improvements in water quality, we've seen a resurgence in aquatic wildlife, including the endangered Gila top minnow that's now living again in the river. Yeah, it's really exciting.
It's all good. And I go to the Nature Conservancy outside of Patagonia, and if you're a desert rat and you see water, it does spark joy. It's a really happy experience. So thank you for all the information and for your hard work. The Institute does a lot and has great partners. So everybody, to find out more about the living river and maybe even become inspired to get involved, please visit their website at sonoraninstitute.org and search for the Santa Cruz River, which is what I did. Check out past episodes of this program at kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page, and check out mrsgreensworld.com to learn more about us.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com. or at 203-7310.